Welcome to the Apostolic Prophetic Bible Ministry by missionary Ewald Frank. Brother Frank, as the whole world knows him, received his commission to preach the Word of God on April the 2nd, 1962. Since that time, he has ministered in more than 130 countries, speaking to entire nations over radio and TV. His true apostolic teaching is appreciated by God's people around the world. And now, Brother Frank.
Beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, dear friends, ladies and gentlemen, this is Brother Frank speaking to you from the International Mission Center in Krefeld, Germany. It's a privilege for me to address you, dear ones, in various nations on earth. Every ministry God sends is not for one city, not for one country. It's always for God's people all over the earth. Any ministry that God gave, and especially if we go back to the beginning of the New Testament, whether it was John the Baptist, the Apostle Peter, the Apostle Paul, even John, who received the revelation of Christ on the Isle of Patmos, they were meant to serve us throughout all generations, in all countries on earth. It's good to know that God's Word is still with us, and it's also good to know that all things that come from God must be revealed by the Holy Spirit. The same Holy Spirit which rested upon the prophets, upon our Lord, and was poured out on the day of Pentecost, when the New Testament church was born and brought into existence, the same Holy Spirit must rest upon us. So we understand how they understood and see how they saw. Knowing the Word of God by divine revelation, we understand the time we're living in. We can read the handwriting on the wall. We see the signs of the time, and we know the Holy Scripture speaks about the last days, about the end time, about the things which would take place before the Lord returns. My ministry should be apostolic, prophetic. There should be teaching. There should be evangelism. There should be the prophetic word for our day and time. Knowing the Lord gave the promise that he should return and would return and take us home to glory, then we understand that before he returns, there must be a time of preparation, a time of calling out, a time when the true bride church is brought into harmony with the bridegroom, into harmony with the Word of God, returning to the very beginning and taking God's Word as the absolute. Beloved friends, God gave me a great privilege in my lifetime. When I was just 21 years of age, William Branham, a man sent from God, came to Germany and Switzerland. As a young minister, I had the chance to see the days of the apostles, to see Bible days, to see the book of Acts return, not only return, but take place before my very eyes. Yes, I'm an eyewitness, I'm an ear witness of what God has done in our day and time. And furthermore, I have to declare before God and man that the ministry of Brother William Branham was not only outstanding, as many evangelists of the first revival wave were also confessing, but it was a promised ministry. And we have to understand from the scriptures that first God gives promises, and then when the time comes, he fulfills his promised word. And all true children of God believe the promises God made in his word. They themselves are children of the promise, according to Romans chapter 9, verse 7, 8, and 9, and also according to Galatians chapter 4, verse 28, ye, as Isaac was, are the children of promise. So, we are living in the days when predictions and promises are being fulfilled. As I usually say, predictions are given as they are being fulfilled in general. Promises are given to Israel. Promises are given to the New Testament church. What are the promises for Israel? What are the promises for the church? If we go to Acts chapter 15 from verse 13, there the Apostle James speaks about the time for the Gentiles, that God will call a people for his name from the Gentiles, and then he will turn to Israel and rebuild the tabernacle of David. If you go to Romans chapter 11, we have the whole description of the plan of salvation with Israel and with the nations. God began with Israel, and he will finish with Israel. In between is the time for the nations. Then we go to Romans chapter 11 to verse 25, where we are told that after the fullness of the Gentiles has come in. Then we can go to Ephesians chapter 1, chapter 3, where we are told about election, about being foreordained to eternal life, about the mystery of Christ, about the mystery of Christ and the church. Beloved, this is God's time for God's people to come out of all doubts, of all confusion, and return to the word of God promised for this day. If you go to Isaiah chapter 42, verse 22, we are told that God's people are robbed, and the Lord gave the promise of restoration, but none of those who are robbed will speak about restoration. Then, of course, in Isaiah chapter 58, verse 11 and 12, we're told about the restoration and about the repairer of the breach. Beloved, we have to take the promises for this day seriously. First, we have to acknowledge that God made the promise that he would send Elijah the prophet before the great and dreadful day of the Lord would come. before the sun would turn into darkness and the moon into blood, God promised to send a prophet. And a prophet is the mouthpiece of God. The prophet does not speak his own thoughts or his own words. A prophet has the revealed word of God. Therefore, right through the Old Testament, God has chosen men from the mother's womb to be prophets, to share his word with humanity. In our case, we must realize that now, in the time of total confusion, when so many interpretations of God's word exist, 342 different Christian denominations, and especially since the new Pope, the German Pope, Benedict XVI, was elected and inaugurated on April the 24th in the year 2005. All the churches are called back into the Mother Church. It was a German by the name of Martin Luther, who protested the Catholic Church, through whom God gave the breakthrough in the days of Reformation, after the 95 theses were nailed onto the church in Wittenberg in the year 1517. But now it's a German again who is calling all the Protestant churches back to the Mother Church, claiming there is only salvation in the Mother Church and in connection with the Mother Church. And by the way, beloved brothers and sisters, what really gets me is this, that even all the churches, Protestant churches, which separated from the Catholic Church, have the same apostolic creed. They all recite worldwide every Sunday, "I believe in the Holy Roman Catholic Church." But that's not a Bible teaching. I don't believe in a Roman Catholic Church, and I don't believe in a Protestant church. I don't believe in any church. I believe in Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who said, "I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it." And the church of the living God is the body of Christ. Living members are put together by the baptism of the Holy Spirit into the unity so that Christ can be the head. But as it goes, all things are being decorated nicely. Scripture is being used that they all should be one. But I'm not to be one with all the religions and with all the Christian churches. I'm to be one with Christ. And our Lord prayed, "Father, thou in me, and I in them, that we shall be one." Not a oneness with politics in it, with religion in it, including all the Christian branches and also all religions, but the oneness in Christ, God in Christ, and we are in Christ. And so we can call the God of heaven our Heavenly Father. Beloved, you might believe it, you might not, but the time has come for all true children of God to return to the Word of God, to take the Holy Scripture in its completeness. Not only a verse here from a chapter here, but to take the whole Word of God, not to add anything, not to take away, not to explain, but to leave it the way it is and where it is, and take all scripture which speak about the same subject. Dear ones, with this we have to go back to the very beginning, to Acts chapter 2, when the first sermon was preached under the fresh anointing of the Holy Spirit, and thousands gathered, and the question arose, what must we do? And the answer given on the first day of the New Testament church must be the same given on the last day of the New Testament church before the return of Christ takes place. The answer was, repent every one of you and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. Beloved, remission of sins should be preached in his name. That's how we read it in Luke chapter 24, verse 47. And the remission of sins was preached, and our Lord, in his last and great commission, in John chapter 20, from verse 21 to 23, he said, as the Father has sent me, so send I you. And then, of course, he gave them the Holy Spirit. And only if you receive the Holy Spirit first, according to verse 22, then you understand and apply verse 23 in the right way. First, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. The Apostle Peter first received the Holy Spirit, and then he spoke about the forgiveness of sins, about baptism in the name of Jesus Christ. He presented reconciliation and the whole plan of God. Beloved, this is the big problem today. Many people take God's word and they interpret the scripture in their own ways. The time has come to check with the word whether what we preach, practice, and believe, whether it's in agreement with the true word of God. Coming to the point, we are waiting for the return of our beloved Lord Jesus Christ. And the bride church must be called out. Please, beloved brothers and sisters, don't compare yourself with what churches are doing. Don't have part in what goes on in the various religious programs, not even in the big charismatic programs. Be part of God's plan and program for this day. Accept the promises of God for this day. And then we quickly come to Acts chapter 3 from verse 19, that God will send the time of refreshing as promised in Isaiah 28, as promised in Joel chapter 2, that he would restore all the years that were lost. And then we read in verse 21 in Acts chapter 3 that Jesus Christ remains in heaven until the time of restitution of all things come, which God spoke about through the mouth of all his holy prophets since the time began. We are waiting for the changing of our bodies at the return of Jesus Christ. But before our bodies can be changed, our heart must be changed, our life must be changed, the inside must be changed first, and then the outside will be changed. Now the Lord changes the inside according to what the promise said in the prophet Jeremiah and also in the prophet Ezekiel. I will give you a new heart, a new life. I will give you a new spirit. I will make a new covenant. The new covenant was made when our Lord shed his blood on the cross of Calvary. And he said, this is the blood of the new covenant that is shed for you. Beloved, now we have to check whether things have become a reality in our life. Some people speak about conversion, but they have not experienced the true conversion to Christ. Some speak about the new birth, but they have not experienced that all things were made new, as the apostle confesses in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 from verse 17. If somebody is in Christ, he is a new creation. Others say they are baptized in the Holy Spirit, but then they are not led by the Holy Spirit. And the scripture says, they that are led by the Holy Spirit, they are the true children of God. Many can be anointed, and the rain, of course, falls upon the just and the unjust, and the sun shines upon the good and the bad. The two seeds are on the same field, according to what our Lord said in Matthew chapter 13. And if we go to Matthew 24, there we are told that at the end of time, just before Christ returns, there will be many false Christs, many false anointed ones, many who perform great signs and wonders and draw the multitudes behind them. And they will say, Christ is here and Christ is there. But Christ is in his word. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was made flesh. So we must check all things by the word of God. So one prophet was promised to come, and many prophets were predicted to rise and to be on the scene. And the many prophets are connected to the false prophets, and the true children of God are connected to the ministry of the true prophet sent by God Almighty to restore all things. Where is your place? Where is your stand? What do you believe? Beloved, let us be serious with it. The time has come to give God a chance in our life and to let the Holy Spirit truly guide us into the Word of God. Let me quickly summarize, and I wish to thank those who have already written and we're expecting you to write. And we've got literature that we send out in many different languages all over the earth. But beloved, make sure that you hear the true word of God. Make sure that you know this is the time of calling out, the time of separation, the time of preparation, the time when God's people shall not touch any unclean thing, but be sanctified in the truth. And the word of God is the truth. John 17, 17. So I can only say, may the blessings of Almighty God rest upon you. These short messages are meant to only draw your attention to what God is doing right now. And by his grace, we can serve you with free literature, and I'm sure the Lord will bless you and have His way with you. Believe the promised word of God, which is the message of the hour that goes before the return of Christ. Look up, for your redemption is drawing near. May the blessings of Almighty God be with you in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
If you were blessed by this message and would like to know more about what God is doing in our time, we would love to hear from you. Brother Frank has published some booklets and tracts about many important Bible subjects, which are translated into many different languages and are sent out free of charge. You are welcome to order your free copy from Mission Center, P.O. Box 100707 in 47707, Krefeld, Germany.